Raccoon. Don't come in. Stay out. Just so does the woman answer my knocking, but I am already inside the room. On hospital rounds, a knock is only a gesture. Are you all right? I ask her through the bathroom door. There is no answer. I'll be back in a few minutes. Please get back in bed. I want to examine you. I turn to leave. Then I see advancing from beneath the closed door the blot of dark shine. I step closer. I crouch, peering. I slide open the door which separates us. In a hospital, the doors cannot be locked. The woman is naked. She sits on the toilet, bent forward, her pale white feet floating on the jammy floor. Nearby, a razor blade dropped from one painted hand. The other hand cannot be seen. It is sunk to the wrist within the incision in her abdomen. Bits of black silk, still knotted, bestrew the floor about her feet. They are like the corpses of slain insects. The elbow which points out from her body moves in answer to those hidden fingers which are working, working. For a moment, she doesn't seem to notice that I am there. Her face is turned upward, its gaze fixed on some galaxy beyond me. It is vacant, ecstatic. Something has fled from it. What does she need? For what is she reaching? A precious coin that she will, must deliver herself of? A baby? And so she dilates the opening with her fist, and so gropes for the limbs of her fetus. For a moment I cannot move or speak. I have been struck and minted at that spot. But then she sees me, and her face leaps back across vast distances. Now she is a woman surprised at her most secret act. "You should not have come in," she says. Her voice is gaunt, quiet. "I was almost finished. You should have waited."